Named for the Revolutionary War hero, General Daniel Morgan, Morgan County was carved out of Baldwin County on land that had been previously ceded by the Creek Indians in 1802. A year later, the state legislature designated 100 acres for the county seat to be called Madison after the newly elected president, James Madison. Many of the early white settlers in Madison were accustomed to a luxurious way of life. They had come from Virginia, the Carolinas, and other parts of Georgia, seeking fresh land from the state land lottery and bringing slaves with them. This elite group farmed huge plantations near Madison, grew cotton, and enjoyed gentlemanly pastimes, such as horse racing and fox hunting. They built large homes in town so their wives and children could enjoy the benefits of town living. The settlement also included white settlers of more modest means who held few, if any, enslaved workers. The plat of Madison was laid out with the geometric regularity typical of new towns on the frontier. There was a town square with a courthouse in the center, and lots designated for businesses surrounding the square. Just beyond the center of town were the residential streets. Although the town limits have changed over time, the center of Madison remains much the same as its original January 1809 design. Madison has received many accolades over the years and has definitely been no stranger to media attention. Listed as the number one small town in America by Travel Holiday Magazine, designated by Budget Travel Magazine as one of the 16 most picturesque villages in the world, and lauded as one of the 8 great small towns to retire in the USA by Where to Retire Magazine, we hope you too enjoy your stroll through this southern sanctuary of Madison's historic district.